What's cool in electronic music seems to change by the week. But one name that perseveres is Richard D. James, better known as Aphex Twin. He was creating groundbreaking sounds 20 years ago, and he hasn't stopped. That's from Aphex Twin's landmark 1994 album, Selected Ambient Works, Volume 2. Today marks the first Aphex Twin release in more than a decade. It's called Syro. Our reviewer Tom Moon says it's a turn away from the current electronic mainstream.
In the 13 years since the last Aphex Twin album, the world of electronic pop music has exploded commercially and splintered into thousands of subgenres. But it's also become a bit more predictable, which is one reason many have been awaiting this return. Aphex Twin's early records expanded the lockstep pulse of techno with brooding, shadowy atmospheres. The new album explores similar undercurrents, rendered with a gearhead's fanatic attention to detail. Where some producers set up a foundational beat and then let it repeat endlessly, Aphex Twin drops in slight changes from one measure to the next. This gives the mixes an ear-grabbing element of unpredictability. And these pieces evolve over time. Riffs pile up on top of each other, and there are sudden breakdowns and scene changes. Check out where this tune ends up. What's striking about the new Aphex Twin is how out of step it is with most of the glitzy mainstream electronic world. Its textured dreamscapes call from the weird fringe of a genre that used to be nothing but weird fringes. It's possible to dance to this music, but you can just get lost inside it too.
Aphex Twin's latest is called Syro. Our reviewer is Tom Moon.